This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly mess of pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a new bill to cap annual out-of-pocket prescription drug costs at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. The measure would also extend the out-of-pocket savings seniors on Medicare will see next year under the Inflation Reduction Act. A Wisconsin congressman wants to make the Apostle Islands a national park. It would be Wisconsin's first national park. Representative Tom Tiffany's bill would also designate Sand Island as a national preserve so people could keep hunting there. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore is famous for its natural beauty, cultural history, and hiking and kayaking. Women Democrats in Wisconsin say they're excited about Kamala Harris as the new presumptive nominee.
I have always, my whole life, felt a woman knows how to multitask and do this job in a professional way, and it would be wonderful to see that in my lifetime.
Sally Grange spoke to ABC News after Tuesday's rally in West Allis. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You might notice a new face on the Capitol Square. The new statue of Elle Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County raised $500,000 to pay for it. If you don't know, Phillips was the first Black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first Black woman to hold statewide office. Now she's the first Black woman to be memorialized on the state capitol grounds. Right now there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is this weekend. It's Saturday at 5. And a traffic alert for you. Part of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is closed today. The southbound lane is shut down near the 200 block. If you're coming from Wilson Street, you should be fine, but if you're coming from Doty, you'll have to make a U-turn. The City County building is getting roof repairs and they need space on the street for the equipment. That closure will continue tomorrow, too. And the search continues in Sauk County. So far, authorities have not found the suspect who shot a deputy late Tuesday night. The Sauk County Sheriff says Jeffrey Miller is still on the run after he darted into the woods. Sheriff Chipmeister says he has connections to people in Sauk and Juneau counties. He has a medium-length beard and tattoos on his face and neck with short brown hair. He's considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, call authorities. And kids in a camper with a suspected drunk driver managed to get other drivers on the road to call 911. Officials from the Wisconsin State Patrol say the RV was driving erratically on the interstate last night. And when other drivers looked, they saw kids in the backseat. They say those kids signaled for them to call 911. And when they did, authorities caught up with the camper and did a high-risk traffic stop on East Washington Avenue. The driver was arrested for OWI with minors in the car, and the kids were all safe and later reunited with their families. Amazon will soon break ground on its new Cottage Grove facility. It'll be just north of the Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Highway. The pandemic delayed the project by about 2 years. So last week, the village board had to go back and adjust the terms just because the timeline had changed. Village Administrator Mac Easy told the State Journal its impact will be unprecedented in Cottage Grove. The warehouse will create 1,500 jobs. Amazon will break ground in September. And Wheel and Sprocket is closing its Fitchburg store. The Wisconsin-based company has 11 locations, mostly near Milwaukee. The one in Fitchburg just opened 2 years ago in the middle of the pandemic bike boom, but that boom ended. Wheel and Sprocket has another location on University. That one will stay open. And meanwhile, Monona is getting a new coffee shop and cafe. Ancora announced its fourth location will be off Monona Drive. It'll also be the company's first drive-thru. It's set to open this fall. And a wet June puts Wisconsin's drought in the rearview mirror. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most spots in the state received at least 6 inches of rain. That's at least 2 inches more than normal, making it Wisconsin's sixth wettest June on record. And while all that rain following a wet May crushed the drought, it also meant lots of flooding and storm damage. Some places in northwest and south central Wisconsin had 4 to 6 inches more than normal. Last year, they were dealing with drought. This year, farmers are facing oversaturated soil from too much rain. Farmer Matt Rayberg told WKOW all that moisture has caused disease on some of his soybeans. And on top of that, you know who loves all this rain? Slugs. They've taken over some areas of his crop. He even had to replant about 30% of his soybeans because those slugs just love them. He's hopeful conditions could change before it's time to harvest in a few months. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers beat the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with another ninth inning victory. William Contreras with a double to drive in Blake Perkins from first. Milwaukee winning 3-2 over the Cubs at Wrigley Field and winning the series 2-1. What did manager Pat Murphy think?
Yeah, man, I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but, you know, our bullpen was, our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. You know, they were great. Pyamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And, yeah, I was really pleased with that.
The Brewers placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day IL as he seeks medical advice for his chronic back pain. The 32-year-old Yelich telling reporters he may be looking at season-ending surgery. NFL, the Packers defense with another good day at practice, led by defensive back Eric Stokes, who was asked what's his focus in this training camp.
Keep getting 1% better. Like, that's what this whole defense is about. Like, for each and everybody, for everybody out there, to where we know for a fact, like, we got a goal at the end, and it's a Super Bowl. To be a Super Bowl defense, we want to be remembered as one of the best defenses out here. So like, we don't want to be like, oh, we relying on the offense and all that stuff. Like, nah, like, we want us to, like, when people think about the Packers, they think about our defense, not our offense.
That's Eric Stokes. Talks on a Jordan Love contract continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I love when celebrities complain about things only celebrities can relate to. According to Variety, during a recent appearance on Conan O'Brien's Conan Needs a Friend podcast, Lisa Kudrow says she used to get very upset with studio audiences when they laughed too hard at jokes that she didn't think were all that funny, saying that it irritated her and could mess up the actor's timing. I'm guessing the millions of dollars per episode helped her get over her totally misplaced anger at people who are not even paid to be there and are trying to help. If you think for 1 second that Big Brother cast members Angela and Matt are going to patch things up, you've got another think coming, sister. In a recent teaser for the show, Angela called Matt crazy eyes when he insinuated that she was a genuine threat to him. Whoa, it's on. I have to be honest, I've never seen the show, but after seeing this trailer, I have no idea how it's been on this long. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a twist or sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune. So they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome, aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A pretty nice day today, but it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, high of 80 this afternoon. A fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunny 81. The weekend, mostly sunny, humid, with highs in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.